you could change any choice you have ever made, would you? You can always make another choice and change the course of your success. Everyone has the potency to make inspired choices. Get ready to listen, share, and experience the creativity that is you. Now, here is the host of the Inspired Choices Show, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you for pressing the play button or for joining us live. Yes, I am your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Show, a show that I've been doing now for close to 15 years. And we are on our home platform, Inspired Choices Network. And Inspired Choices Network has been around for close to 8 years. So we are really continuing to show up. We're continuing to create great content to support you in your business, in your life, with your body, with your children, with whatever is going on. We have content to support you. It is absolutely fantastic to be able to share amazing voices with the world and to be able to share content from experts whose heart comes first in everything that they do. I've had the honor of working with so many experts around the world and continue to do so. So thank you so much for being here. Tonight's show, we are talking about trusting you in your business decisions. Before we jump in, I want to tell you a little bit more about myself. I am a business optimization expert. What does that mean? It means that I work with business owners to really optimize what they are doing, teaching them some of the tricks of the trade, some important pieces, whether it is how to price their products, what products really fit with where their heart is, where the problems are with their ideal clients, what they can do to get their messages out to the world, how they can simplify getting their messages out to the world, where they can leverage what they're doing and really work that to grow their business, how they can make better use of their time, how they can feel supported in what they are doing, and so much more. That is what is on my heart. I absolutely love doing that with people. I love teaching business owners, both male and female, how they can take advantage of opportunities that they maybe have never had any idea to do. And one of the biggest things is that I can often, when I'm working with my clients, I can often see opportunities of what they can be doing in the world and how they can be bringing that into their business and really lead their business from a space of loving doing more and more that really adds to their life and adds to their customer and clients' lives, and of course, their business, while making a really wonderful income. So that's primarily what I do. That was my first line of business. Then, of course, we have the Inspired Choices Network, where I am a podcast manager and I lead all of our podcasts. I work with all of the owners of the different podcasts to really support them to learn how to utilize this amazing way that we can communicate with the world, both audio, video, and of course, written content, how to repurpose and so on. And then we also branched into doing summits, virtual summits, and also doing books. So you can see behind me, there's 5 different books that we have produced so far with ICN Publishing. So there's a lot of things that we are doing, and all of them come back to supporting you, the entrepreneur, to get your expertise out into the world so you can be discovered and you can grow yourself and your platform and your business that really lights you up. So if you are interested in learning more about any of these areas or just having a conversation with me, you can send me an email, Christine@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, and we will get together and have a conversation and see what you are looking for, what kind of support you could utilize, and see if there's a match between yourself and myself or what you'd like to get involved in. So let's get into tonight's show. Oh my gosh, such an important topic. And you know, this is a topic that was asked of me to be done by one of my business clients. Oftentimes we'll be having conversations and they will give me ideas for shows based on where they are at. And one of my clients actually said, could you please do a show on trusting your business, yourself in business decisions? And I'm like, that is a great topic. Absolutely. I'm going to do that. So let me share with you what I wrote up about tonight's show so you can take a really get an idea of where we're going to go, and then we'll jump right in. So welcome to Trusting You in Your Business Decisions. We're going to dive deep into the art of trusting yourself as an entrepreneur. Together, we will explore stories of resilience, innovation, and the triumph of gut instincts in the world of business. It's not all about textbook. Your gut, your instincts play a huge role in your success. Whether you're a seasoned CEO or just starting out on your entrepreneurial journey, we're going to offer practical insights, expert practices, and actionable advice to help you hone your decisions, decision-making skills, and build unwavering confidence in your choices. Discover how you can be a successful business leader amidst uncertainty, learning to navigate challenges and ultimately trust your intuition to drive remarkable growth. From strategic pivots to calculated risks, this episode will inspire and empower you to harness your inner wisdom and lead your business with clarity and conviction. Thank you so much for being here. As I said, I'm really excited to share my expertise, what I know, and what I have observed over the years with business people that I have worked with, and mentors, of course, and coaches that I have also been led by. So what is it to trust? What does it mean to actually trust yourself? Have you ever really looked at that word, or are you going on a belief system that somebody else taught you about what it is to trust? What it is to trust can often be interpreted by your relationship with another individual. So I'm going to read to you the online etymology, which is one of the original definitions of the word trust. So it's a reliance on integrity and other virtues or sound principles of someone or something. Religious faith, help, confidence, protection, and support. I'm going to take this as something that it also goes on, sorry, to say reliability, trustworthiness. How is that part of the definition? Faithfulness, confident expectations, that on which one relies. And then it goes on to say businesses organized to reduce competition, an organization for the control of several corporations under one direction. Wow. What, ask yourself right now, what does the word trust mean to you? What does the word trust mean to you? And if you're in the chat room and you have an instinct about what it means to you, I'd love to share that with our community tonight. What trust means to me is that I am confident in what is reading to me, what is really being, the energy is pulling me to, trusting that I will step up into it, and that no matter what occurs, I will have my own back in my choices. Did you get that? Understanding what trust means to you is critical. Okay, Karen has said that I won't be let down by either myself or others. Okay, that actually can be a challenge, to trust that you won't be let down by others or by yourself. Now, by yourself, you can more depend upon that because it's based on what you believe and about yourself and how you are going to have your own back, no matter what. So when you're making a decision as a business owner and you are going with your gut, and I'm going to talk about how do you do that, but when you are going with your gut, you have to step into that decision, that choice, with the determination that no matter what, you're going to have your own back. And that's where I think a lot of business owners get caught up, get confused, and actually start to believe they can't make their own decisions or choice, because they're walking into it without the conviction of, no matter what, I'm going to move forward. So making a decision, when you're making a decision and trusting you in your business decisions, is not about, I didn't say the title of this is making decisions that will always turn out, quote unquote, positively correct or be right. Because you're not a fortune teller and you cannot predict what others are going to do, right? You can't be a predictor of what other people are going to choose. But when you trust yourself, trusting yourself in having your own back and being determined that you are going to step forward with this decision with all the conviction that you can then trust that you have your own back and that that choice that you are making, that decision that you are making, will work out for you. Now, what that workout for you looks like, we don't know. We don't know. But what if it works out that you learn something new about yourself? What if it works out that in that decision, you learned more about your customer base than you've ever learned before? You learned more about yourself and your resilience than you ever learned before. Pardon me. You see, part of business is stepping into creation. It's stepping into the world of ideas and possibilities. This is what business is about. There is absolutely no guarantee in the result of a choice. But if you are going in with doubt, if you are going in hesitant, if you're stepping one foot forward in your creation, in your decision, and you are not crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's and really saying, hell yes, I'm choosing this, then you're not supporting yourself. You're not supporting your business. You're certainly not supporting your bottom line, and you're not supporting your clients or your customers. What business requires is that you are going to step all the way in, not with fear, not with doubt. Now, absolutely keep your eyes wide open, keep track of the steps that you took, the results and the outcomes, so the next time you can make another choice and decision in moving forward to garner the outcome more so in the favor of what you desire. Okay? So trusting you, how do we cultivate that, Christine? How do we begin to cultivate trust if I'm afraid, if I've made mistakes? Well, first of all, you've got to have the conversation with yourself that, and know, you are going to make mistakes. You are going to fall down more than you stand up. I don't need to quote 100 different people that have given us amazing quotes about this. But, you know, someone was talking, I can't remember who it was. They were talking about how the individuals, they were talking about basketball players, and they had interviewed like Michael Jordan, I believe it was him, and how, you know, everybody said, oh, Michael Jordan, he's a shoo-in, he's great at everything. And that's not true. He just practiced more often. He threw more practice shots than his competitors did. He stood in the steps that he needed to do to continue to try, continue to make mistakes until he got better and better and better at what he did. That's how he started to trust himself, because he saw the results. He saw the outcome of what he was stepping into and practicing and practicing. When I first started my business, I did not know what I was doing in many, many areas, but I knew that when I made the choice to start my business, that it was my responsibility as the CEO of this business to have my own back. And sometimes that means putting my hand up and asking for help. Sometimes that means reaching out to someone and saying, I feel like I'm falling and I don't know what to do. Trusting myself that I'm going to do whatever it took to succeed and not to stop. You see, when you trust that you will have your own back, it's not that you're just going to make any old choices. It's that you're going to make choices with conviction. Ask yourself, am I willing to make choices with conviction? Can my business decisions count on me? That is one of the greatest things you have to ask yourself. And you have to continue to ask yourself that question again and again. We are up to our break of the show. When we come back, we're going to dive deeply into more and more on what you can do to really step into trusting you and trusting yourself in business. So you're listening to the Inspired Choices Show. I am your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I hope you'll be right back with us.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, tonight's show, we are talking about trust and trusting yourself in business. So one of the best ways to begin to trust yourself is to have a business meeting with yourself each day. Now, that can be at the beginning of your day or that can be at the end of your day. But what you want to be doing is to acknowledge where you made a choice, where you made a decision, and that was successful. Whatever that definition of that word is for you, whatever success is for you. So you might say, okay, I chose to attend a networking meeting. I signed up for this networking meeting. I showed up and I challenged myself to speak to three people. And you did that. You trust yourself. Okay, so you start to create a list of the places where you made choices, you made decisions, and you succeeded. Then you begin to trust yourself and build this trust with your intuition. So you want to check in with yourself. So intuition is something that's inside of you. You intuit a feeling, a sense, and you make conviction to follow that intuition. So what is it that you know about yourself that you can count on? What is it that comes up that you can say, absolutely, I knew that this is how this was going to turn out? So for instance, start with small steps. And these may seem like really, really little silly steps, but start like this. So for instance, one of the things that I do for myself is I learned to trust what I am going to do. And I know that that sounds funny, but I learned to trust that I know what I'm going to do. And I start out in the morning. I start out every morning and I make my bed. I get up out of bed and I make my bed. Now, the other day, this was exactly what happened. The other day, I was running late. I was tired. I got up a little bit later. I had meetings to get ready for and get to. And as I went to walk out of my bedroom, I went, oh, I'll just make my bed later. And I stopped. I stopped myself and thought to myself, no, that's not what I do. So I, right there, I trusted, I showed myself that my gut communicated with me around what I do so that I can trust that I will make my bed every morning. I turned around and I made my bed and I walked out of the room. Now, this may be silly. This may seem silly to you, but this is how you start to cultivate that relationship with yourself and you start to cultivate that relationship with your intuition. It begins with you and what you can count on with you. Now, the next thing that you can do, and you can be using that throughout your entire day. I trust that I am going to finish work at 5 o'clock. I have an intuition that today I'm going to go for a walk. Start to utilize that word. Start to utilize the word of what is my intuition telling me about this? And just follow your first, whatever comes to you, whether it's you can feel the sensation change in your body or a thought drops into your mind, right? Not from a pattern, but from an intuition that comes in. So we all receive our information differently. You know, some of us sense it with our body. Some of us get a feeling. Some of us receive a thought. Some of us see things. And I don't mean what's right in front of us, but we have vision. Some of us hear things. There's different ways that you can be following your intuition. These are your different senses. But start to play with asking yourself the question. So what do I know about this? Play with that and start to give yourselves an opportunity to cultivate that intuition, cultivate your conviction and what you know, and start small. Start small and start to build that up. You know, years ago, when I first started on my journey of using my awareness and my developing my intuition, I was comparing myself to others and how they did it. That did not work for me. I spent years doing that, about 3 or 4 years. And I, because they did it differently than I did it, they received their information differently than I did. I talked myself into the false belief that I did not have the ability. And that is absolutely not true. There's lots of ways that you can be communicating with, for instance, with your body to receive information and trust that information. So that's for another story, or connect with like my very dear friend that's here tonight, Karen Leslie, who's in the chat room. She is amazing at supporting people and teaching them what they can be doing in that regard. And when you begin to trust yourself, start making a list, start making a success list of your intuition, where you followed your intuition and it moved in that direction of your knowing. Now, just like Michael Jordan, you might have throughout your week, let's say 100 ways that you had written down, I have intuition about this. I have intuition about this. And as you've listed this out, you know, maybe you've listed out 10 a day or 15 a day or whatever, and you go through the list, you might have 20% that yes, my intuition was correct in this regard. Or maybe you have 30, or maybe you have 50. It doesn't matter how many that turn out. You're not keeping score. What you are doing is you are looking for evidence to prove to yourself that your intuition is alive and well. This is about creating that muscle. It's about utilizing that muscle again and again and again. And the only way you do that is through practice, repeated, consistent practice. Okay. So like in the instance where I was talking about Michael Jordan, he threw baskets again and again and again. He probably threw, if he threw 100 baskets, probably in the beginning, he only sunk maybe 10 to 20%, but he didn't stop. He didn't have that score determine his future. He had his own determination, his resiliency, the choices that he was making for himself and what his desires were in success to determine his choices. So ask yourself right now, if you bump up against a challenge, how resilient are you going to be? Can you count on yourself to continue to choose forward in your dreams? Or are you one of these individuals that continues to change your dream because it hasn't turned out the way you've wanted yet? That's the real measure of a successful individual, whether it's in business or not. But most especially in business, what you've got to remember and remind yourself of this often is that the landscape changes much faster today than it ever has for being in business. So it really requires you, first and foremost, to have your own back and to decide that you are going to trust yourself no matter what. And if you make a decision or a choice that doesn't turn out exactly as you desired, you're going to learn from this. You're going to learn from this and you're going to take that with you moving forward. You're going to be successful as long as you continue to choose to be successful. Your choices will determine your outcome, absolutely 100%. But what you have to do is you have to be willing to turn over all the rocks and to continue to look for what's the next step I can take. In business for me, when I was, this was back in 2013. So I had started to take and courses and engage with an organization that I really thought was going to be a huge asset to my business. And I had made the determination that what I saw with others was something that I could replicate. So I was looking outside of me. I was looking at what they were doing and I thought, hey, I can be doing the same thing. So I started to follow that path. I started to follow that pattern. Well, what I didn't realize was there was a lot of other things that they were doing to be successful that they weren't sharing upfront with everyone. So as I continued down this path, what started to occur was that there was more money going out than there were funds being created and coming in. And I got to the point where I had put so much money out that I was basically without very little funds to live on coming in. And I really got to this cornerstone in my business where I thought I was going to have to close the business down. I was going to have to go back out into the corporate world and begin again. That was a real deep drop in my confidence with myself, in my ability to make decisions. I was really, really questioning myself. Then I started to ask questions, basically ask questions of myself and of the universe. And one of the questions was, I teach people this, how to communicate with their business. And so I started to ask my business questions and I would receive information in my physical body. And it's not difficult to do. I could teach you that as well if you're interested. It's quite simple. But I started to ask my questions of my business. And the one day I had stopped doing my online radio show and didn't feel like it was returning what I wanted it to return. And honestly, I had been doing a show with someone else and they had made some very difficult choices. Actually, they made some choices that were very difficult for me and impacted me very negatively. So I had this bad taste in my mouth about radio shows. And so fast forward to the time when I was in a very, you know, at this pivotal point, and I asked my business, what would you like me to focus on? And true to God, what dropped into my head was radio shows. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've walked away from this. I don't want to do this anymore. And I was really ranting. It was quite funny. And then all of a sudden I caught myself and I went, okay, stop. Just follow the nudge. I've had for some time the knowing that I can always make another choice. So that was one thing that I still carried with me. And I thought, okay, look, you always say this, you know, you can do that. So I followed that nudge. And in following that nudge, I was then invited to produce. I was doing my show on this platform, this other platform, and then I started to produce. And in less than 6 months, producing live radio shows and podcasts became a major revenue stream for me in my business. So asking myself questions and following the nudges was what brought me to where I am today with doing radio shows. If I'd have followed only my mind and I didn't engage my intuition in the way that I receive information other than the I want to say normal, but the standard way of receiving information, you know, evidence, past evidence, if I hadn't done that, my business would likely not exist today. And that's one of the things that I really want you to get, is that what has happened in the past does not determine your future, but what you do to cultivate your intuition, to follow nudges and to turn over rocks and go, does this one work? Did this one work? Do I want to continue? Will this be an asset to my business? Yes or no? And so on and so forth. This is what is so important. And I really want you to get this information. You can cultivate this ability quite quickly, and allowing yourself to take those 100 shots and allowing yourself to succeed on 20%. And then the next time 25% and so on. That is the key to learning to trust yourself in your business decisions. You've got to get out of looking at the evidence. You've got to get out of looking at the bank account. You have got to get out of looking at that as your only source to make decisions. It's false. It's not going to lead you to future expectations or future expansions, rather. It's not. That is not the only source. And we've got to get out of thinking that that is the only source. The past does not determine your future. And you know that because if you look at your past and where you are today, you're not in the same place. We are always changing. We are always growing. And so is our business. Okay. We are up for our second break. Do not go away. We've got more to share with you. I would love to hear your questions and your comments wherever you are. Please do share them with me. If you're listening in the replay, send me an email, Christine@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. I will absolutely answer your questions. So you're listening to Christine McIver. Inspired Choices is a show. Inspired Choices Network is our home platform. I'll see you right after this break.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at InspiredChoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my friends. So I have a question for you. Now, if you're just joining us, the first two segments are really important. So please do go back and listen to them. We're talking about your gut and how your instincts play a huge role in your success, and that it's your responsibility to your business to have your own back. Resiliency plays a huge role in having your own back and trusting yourself. But here's my question to you. Do you take risks? Do you step forward into new possibilities with your business? Do you? Do you give yourself opportunity to trust yourself in business? What is the message that you're giving yourself again and again about your ability in your business? Are you saying to yourself, as many business owners do, I don't trust myself. I need a mentor. I need a coach. I need somebody else to tell me. Here's the thing. I've been a business coach for many, many years, 15 years now. I've had a number of people that I have worked one-on-one with in their business. And yes, they ask me advice. They ask me what I think. And while I share that with them based on my experience, based on my knowledge, based on what I know from my business, from my experience, I also challenge them and ask them questions about what do you know? You see, what's important for you to understand is that your business is unique. Your business is just as unique as your handprint is. Your business is not like anybody else's business, even if it looks like that based on, you know, a website or based on the title of things that you do. But you are unique. The energy of you is unique. The way that you show up in the world is your own energetic stamp. And your business is exactly the same. Now, here's the thing. If you don't take risks and you don't trust yourself and you aren't giving yourself the opportunity to cultivate trust with yourself, how are you ever going to trust your decisions in business? How do you make your business decisions today? Are you going along and wringing your hands out with every business decision and only utilizing the very last marker in business, which is the bottom line? What's on the paperwork? What's on the balance sheet? No business has grown to be very successful if it was based on the balance sheet. It doesn't. It requires a business owner to step up first. Your business didn't start based on the money it earned because you hadn't started your business yet, right? So you are the determining factor. And the choices that you make are your determining factor? And how do you develop, especially through tough times, especially through challenging times, how do you develop that trust in your business decision? You develop it by making more and more choices and following the evidence, right? So let's say you want to make a choice, and the reason you want to make that choice is so that you have more fun in your day. Okay. So your outcome is fun. That's what you're looking for. If you make that decision and you're choosing and you're choosing and you're choosing that decision, because you got to keep choosing it every day. If you're making that choice again and again in your business, and let's say after 6 months or a year, you're not having any fun, then it's time to reevaluate. It's time to look at what the results are and maybe ask yourself, why am I not having fun doing this? That's actually one of the biggest things, is that when you are going to make a business decision, ask yourself, will this be fun for me? Will this be something that I'll be excited about? Am I excited about this today? If you make your business decisions based on the income that you are going to earn, if that's your first reason that you make that choice, I can nearly guarantee that you're going to be dissatisfied in a very short period of time. Your joy factor needs to be first on the table. What lights you up? Go back to that time while you were just starting to dream about starting your business, while you were thinking about starting your business. Most business owners, when I ask them these questions, they start to tell me about, you know, I was thinking about this and I just thought this would be just amazing. If I was doing this, then I could do this and then I could do this. And just the idea of working with people to be able to support them with this and with this, that's what lit me up. That's what got me excited to say hell yes to my business. Business owners do not start a business that ends up fulfilling them and their bank account based on, well, the economics say this and this and this. That will peter out incredibly fast. And you know why? Because the economics of every avenue of business changes constantly. It's always changing. But here's the thing. You are the grounding factor in your business. You are the one factor that stays consistent in your business, you. So what satisfies you and what makes you happy and brings you joy and satisfaction needs to be the pillar at which you're measuring, do we take another step? Now, that doesn't mean that you are always going to have great times. It doesn't. I've had some really crappy times in my business. I've had some times where I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. This makes me so mad. Don't make a business decision when you are in high emotion, either anger or joy. And I know that sounds silly. I want you to be in your joy, but I also want you to get to a neutral space to ask your business and ask yourself about making choices. The joy factor is, it's like the neon light that says, look over here. The joy factor is the piece that you are moving towards. I really get a gut instinct about this. And here's the thing. You get gut instincts all the time. You do. You get information from your body all of the time. But are you listening to it? Are you listening to your gut instincts? Or are you doing what many people do in business, most especially, is going, no, I don't want to look at that. No, I don't want to pay attention to that. You see, when we're asking for more, we're asking for more in our business, when we're asking for more in our bank account, and our business starts to send us messages, the universe starts to send us messages and goes, hey, Christine, over here, and you're scared. You don't trust yourself. You're going to put up a barrier to that information and you're going to walk away. You're going to say, no, I'm too uncomfortable. that makes me too uncomfortable. I'm scared. When I look at that, I'm scared. Well, why do we get scared? We get scared because we don't know what the outcome is going to be, or we are using our primitive minds that says, hang on now, Christine, remember when you did something and you really were uncomfortable. We choose that as our measuring stick. We don't allow ourselves to step into something new and take a risk and know that we will have our own back. You see, the joy and the excitement and the expansion is in a new choice. It's in a new possibility, but you've got to have your back and you've got to be willing to take risks and trust yourself. It's not about trusting the decision. It's about trusting you in the decision making. Do you see the difference? It's trusting you, trusting that you're going to be here no matter what. Trusting that you're going to keep looking for the information that you require. Some of the most successful business owners out there that I know, that I've had the pleasure of working with and working from, they have people and mentors in their life. They have business people that they are working with. They have business coaches. They're continually reaching to better themselves. They're continually educating themselves. And they want to continue to grow. They want to continue to make an impact in their own lives, in their families' lives, and in their customers and clients in the world. The people that are thinking about the impact that they can make will keep reaching forward. And damn be the fear. Damn be the past evidence. Because no matter what, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? You take the shot and the shot doesn't work out. Take another shot. But trust you. Trust you in the way that you are going to show up in your life. Trust you in the way that you are going to show up in your business. If your business was your friend and your friend, your business, asks you for support, will you give it? Will you give it? Without thinking of yourself. You do it all the time with your friends. You most certainly do it all the time with your family. How about your business? How about you start looking at your business as your friend that requires your support for it to be able to show up in the world, to be that source for others and for you? Oh my goodness, we are up to our another break. This is going very, very quickly. I really do hope that this is speaking to you. I really do hope that I'm getting the message through about how important you are in your business decisions, how important you are in making your business successful based on taking another step and taking another step, taking another shot, right? Taking another shot, throwing that basket one more time, one more time, one more time. And yes, you get tired, lay down, take a rest, and then look at it and ask some more questions. What can I do today that will create that next step for me? Build your confidence, build your ability. I'll tell you something, my friends. When I did my very first radio show, and I was talking about this with a new host yesterday, and I said, oh my gosh, you know, I've worked with hundreds of hosts here on the network, and I don't know any of them that cried for the first 15 minutes of their show. That was me. That was me. I showed up and I was so nervous that I cried for the first 15 minutes of my show. I was excited and nervous and confused and all the pieces. But I chose to step up again and again. And I'm so glad and I'm so grateful for my resiliency in having my own back and saying, you know what? The idea of this lit me up. I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again. If this is lighting you up, if you would like more support and having someone who has your back and will challenge you, send me an email right now, Christine@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Let's have a conversation. Let's change your experience of being in business so business can be pleasurable to you, because I really do believe that business should be pleasurable. It is for me. Not always pleasant, but definitely pleasurable. Okay, my friends, we are going to go for our last break. I'm Christine McIver. I'm your host on the Inspired Choices Show. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Oh my gosh, my friends, time is flying. And with time flying is awareness and choice and intuition. This is available for you if you will take the time to trust you. And if you need evidence of trusting you, write down some experiences that you're having. Write down where you made a choice and you trusted that choice that you would have your own back. Trust that you get up every day. Trust that you'll make your bed every day. Trust that you'll brush your teeth every day. Trust that you will dress yourself every day. Trust yourself. You trust yourself more than you ever even acknowledge. And yet when it comes to business, so many business owners do not trust themselves in business because they don't see the evidence that's right in front of them. They're looking at the scoreboard. They're not looking at the evidence of trusting themselves. If you want to move through challenging times, you have to be willing to take a step in a new direction. You have to be willing to expand yourself and move forward, all the while being determined that you're going to learn from this choice. And no matter what, you're going to continue. If you give up halfway through, what if you miss the absolute best thing that's right there at the top? There is this amazing poem. I don't have time to read it to you, but it's about don't quit. And the one line in it, when you, something to the effect of, if you quit now, you maybe are right there. You're right at the top of the mountain, but you can't see it. What if you can't see it and it's right there? Would you be willing to trust that no matter what choice you make, that you're going to be okay? Would you be willing? Ask yourself this question. Ask yourself all the questions that I've been talking about tonight. Start to track your evidence of where you've had your own back and be willing to have support. Reach out. Let me know what kind of support you need to be able to continue to step forward, whether it's one conversation or it's working one-on-one with me for a period of time. I am here to support business owners so they can trust themselves and have more pleasure in business. That's why I do what I do. Seeing somebody light up in their business lights me up and changes my world. And that shows me that I have evidence that what I do makes a difference. I will see you next week, my friends. Thank you again for being here. If this show spoke to you, give us a 5-star review on iTunes or share it with a friend. And remember, you can always make another choice. Bye for now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to Inspired Choices Show. Christine McIver will return next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, be willing to choose what you really desire. This is your life, making the choices that bring you all that you desire.